Well, holiday Christmas tree tip 1042.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you shake it out before bringing it into your home.
Mm.
Do we have to say this? Like, I guess we do.
I think a lot of people
to shake out your tree before you bring it into your home.
I think most people don't do that.
I don't do it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, because usually you have the, it's tied, you know, they like wrap it for you so you can get it in the door.
Yeah, but you can still like shake
it'll be in the
I don't think most people
the wrapping.
Yeah, it's in a wrapping that's like, we get a
super
net.
Super tight. It's a net.
Yeah. It's a net. And so you can still get the loose things off before you drag it through the house.
I do that with the net still on, but I don't cut the net until it's in the house.
Yeah.
To make it easier to get to where it's going.
Yeah, asking for some trouble.
Do you have double doors?
No, but we have a wide door getting into the house.
So you unfold your entire Christmas tree and then bring it in the house?
We will do, yeah. So when we're out at the place, at the farm,
yes.
Okay, where we get our Christmas tree, which is Wagner, by the way, Sears parking lot, we pick our tree and then they will like stomp it on the concrete and then roll it through that thing that holds them.
Yeah, that we do that with ours too.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you're talking about doing it at the house before you walk it through your door.
Do it before you do that, but we have before you put it on your car.
I do that.
They do it.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you like uncut the net, right. Let the thing unfold, shake it off, and then try to shove it through your front
door. We have done that before. We don't get gigantor trees because, you know, our ceilings are very low.
Yeah.
but they always, when you go pick it out, they always stomp the tree right before they put it on top of your car.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. We were just confused by what you meant.
I was like, you guys are asking for it.
And we're like, you're really asking for it. You're nuts. You cut open your tree and then,
all right.
That's a Griswold move by you.
Ooh, what a terrible movie.
Oh, shut up.
Well, the one family did not do that, and they were surprised by what they found.
I was so stunned. I have three dogs. We use this room nonstop. No indication.
The owl was literally sitting on a lower limb here. It crawled up in
an owl in their Christmas tree.
Oh, my gosh. Owl.
The tree further. It took me several minutes to even find it.
I would have left the house. The owl could have stayed without me. I wasn't coming home.
Everybody's going to be able to have a Merry Christmas now.
They shot its head off with a shotgun.
I don't know.
No,
it was terrible.
They were able to get it out.
I don't know. Why is it that the thought of a bat...
I've heard that.
Inside
that
of the Christmas tree.
Christmas trees. That would make...
It would make me more scared than an owl for some reason.
I don't know. Is an owl dangerous? I think they are.
I don't know.
In elementary school, they had owl books that I read, but I don't remember if... I always thought owls were nice little birds.
That's what I thought, too.
Let me see.
Maybe also because I think they're way cuter than bats, that I'm not as scared of them.
Well, and they're in those Tootsie Roll commercials.
Yes, they're just... Their face and their neck spin all the way around. You know, I can't... You know,
like Harry Potter's best friend, Hedwig.
Owls of all kinds have been known to attack people when defending their young mates and territories. Frequent targets include unsuspecting joggers and hikers, often victims to escape without injury and injury and possible death. Deaths are considered extremely rare.
Because they got claws.
But they have rabies? I don't know.
I don't know.
Look at those talons, those owls.
The bat can have rabies.
Yeah, but that's if they bite you, not if they scratch you, right?
Well, if a bat's in your house, they want and they can't catch it to test it.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to get the test. Trust me. I was like, I'm not gonna ever get. They don't want you to get the test. They want you to get the actual vaccine,
mm-hmm.
which is extreme expense and
insurance usually doesn't cover it.
No, and it saves your life.
Yeah,
but if you get it rabies, you're done, no matter what.
Do y'all remember the Tootsie Roll commercials with Al?
Yeah.
How many licks does it take?
Yeah. How many licks does it take to get to the center of the
Tootsie Roll pop?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it says
and a blow pop
no
too.
Risk.
No, that's gum. Never mind.
There's no risk of rabies with direct transmission with owls.
Oh, thank goodness.
I just would prefer to see an owl in my tree than a bat.
Yeah, both would freak me out.
They would freak me out, but I would prefer it.
An owl over a bat.
And there's an old wives' tale that if you have a bat flying in your house, that someone's going to die. And like,
I've heard that with a bird, period.
I thought it was a bird.
What did I say?
At a bat.
No, a bird.
Yeah, bird.
Any sort of bird. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Yeah,
I was thinking bird instead of bat.
Yes.
If there's a death that's impending or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that I choose to believe and then other ones that I don't. Like,
that one
is too scary.
Yeah.
I have family members that believe that so much that they had a bird in their house one time and they just broke down emotional. Like, calling, checking on all their family members. Like,
really?
Are you okay? Do you need to go to the doctor and get checked out? Like, they're concerned.
My friend Costas, we were sitting around, is like a... fire pit, and he was talking about that, and he swears he had some situation where there's a bird in their house years ago, and then like one of their good friends died that week, and I'm like,
okay,
So he's like, so when the kids are coming in and out of his house, he's like, close the door.
Close the door.
Close the door.
Close it.
Yeah. And when, anytime I go jogging, though, because unsuspecting joggers are at risk, I'm a suspecting jogger. Mm-hmm. So I carry Tootsie Rolls with me, Pops. So if I see an owl, I just throw it. And how many licks does it take? And they're distracted, and I can.
I don't know.
And you know I'm lying because I don't jog. All right, anyway.
You don't even spend time outside. Who are we kidding?
No, it's a dangerous time of year, really. All right.
It could snow. It could rain.
And now you're worried about owls?
Well, and the sun could be shining, and I could get a sunburn.
That's right.
Get off me.
Yeah. And if it snowed, you get that snow burn sometimes.
Burn.
Very dangerous.